spread car first, then they spill this gravel over it, and then so he drives the car without it sticking to it. And it mixes it together, seals it. Yeah. It's water, makes it good to the road.
Okay.
Okay. No, down in Corpus Christi, they use shale.
Huh.
That's seashells they dig out of the ground and put it on top. There's the gravel.
Oh, darn, I didn't know that.
Dusty, nasty stuff in the whole thing. It just grinds up like flour. But it never gets wet. You know, shells are just not dirty.
Yeah.
And they barge it out of the bay down there and it grows with it.
What do you call a road that just, you know, like it goes off the main road and just goes up to somebody's house? What do you call a road like that? It doesn't belong to a company.
I just call it a driveway.
Okay. And what do you call a road that goes off the main road and maybe several people's houses will come off of that road? But it's not the main road itself,
you know? I don't know what to
call. Okay. What would you call a road that it would go up like to a plantation, you know, a big house that has trees on each side and it's a big house at the end and it goes straight up to the plantation? What would you call a road like that? We don't have too many plantations here.
No, that would be something to go over there where they ask, you know. There'd be so many questions I could ask over there. I'd like to ask people, you know, from different parts of the United States, you know, things like you're talking about.
What's
so different, you know, what we think would be common to them isn't.
Yeah,
not common.
That's true. What would you call the thing where you drove the cows from, you know, from up by the barn to out in the pasture?
Wouldn't be called a cow trail. I don't guess we ever used that.
Yeah. Tell me about creeks in Ellis County. Can you name me some creeks that are in this county?
I was born on Red Oak Creek. There's Brushy Creek, Waukesha Creek, Chambers Creek. You already see Red Oak Creek sometimes. It's that color miles wide. Look like a river.
Really?
Wash trees, drown animals. I've seen air fences. No, we had a funny experience one time. That creek was up. You couldn't see nothing but water. We got in waded on the road where the road was. It's up to our waist. We walked and that trees coming down, everything. You know, when we had drowned, you know, how you'd take a chance on it.
Yeah.
And we couldn't see no road always going by. We just knew that there was a road there once.
Well, you lucky.
But we stepped off down the pole.
Didn't get swept away.
And that water was muddy. And there's a man left. His car got caught in that. And we drained some gasoline out of his gas tank and threw it on that water and set the car. And that water was on fire. It going down.
I bet anybody who was standing around and saw that and didn't think
about it. Yeah, I didn't have to do with it, but the bigger men always did it. So that was something. I mean, you couldn't see for miles. Nothing was under black, muddy, swirling water. We was walking, or the road walking. It's up to our ways. And I can't remember much more than that. That's been so long ago.
Let me ask you one more thing.
They might have something to do.
What all different kinds of soil are there around here?
Oh, that's good.